I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In New Zealand, the sanctity of human life is facing overwhelming opposition. Polls show three-quarters of New Zealanders support the end-of-life bill, which would allow terminally ill adults to request a drug-assisted suicide. Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothimer says it's not about politics, but rather a spiritual understanding of the value of human life. He also says it's an important time for the church to give hope through Christ's love.
What is the church going to do about this? How are we going to continue to reach out to those people who at the end of life are struggling, who maybe have no one to care for them? And the church then can come alongside people and explain to them that we're not going to leave you. We're going to take care of you.
There are most likely people around you who need to hear the gospel or even be encouraged. Would you reach out to one of those people today? And relationships are a double-edged sword. They build up. They tear down, and they have an incredible impact on our lives. David Mengs, a longtime biblical counselor and friend of Set Free Ministry, says that many of the struggles we have, even when it comes to addiction, have a lot to do with our relationships.
Almost always there is a problem with anger and bitterness or a lack of forgiveness. And until those who are having addictions of various kinds can fix their relationship with God and with others, they're probably not going to come out of their addictions.
And that's why Mengs wrote the book Excelling in Relationships, a resource on developing healthy relationships based on what the gospel teaches about our relationship with God. For the month of August, Set Free is giving it away for free. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, the gospel renews and resets our lives and the relationships around us. As we mentioned, Set Free Ministries is offering the free book, Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.